Hello, my name is Su Lee Kim, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Emotion, the world's funniest online comedy show.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody.
Whoa.
How are we today? Oh, what a week. All right, everybody, take a seat, take a seat. Hello, Boston.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for the banner.
Look at this.
Hello.
What?
Can't read it from here, but thank you for making
it
anyway.
Okay.
Let's all get situated.
Yeah, that's
right. Everybody has their mimosas today. Delicious. Delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us.
Thank you for being there.
Wow.
Well,
first of all, welcome back, Steven.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back.
Ooh, God, it's nice to be back.
No, we were both sick. It was not a fun experience.
It was not pretty. I mean, I feel like I've been sick for a month and a half. I mean...
And it was only, what, 2 weeks?
Ooh, it was a bad 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think I didn't let myself, you know, actually say I am sick.
Yeah,
so
it
got
worse
and worse and worse. So, you know... And you can't do that. You can't just string along.
You're here. You're back. You're better.
That's right.
And
feeling 100%.
If you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, go do it.
I know.
Go do it. Please.
Oh, my God. People out there, please.
Do it.
And I hear that there's a new thing I saw on Regis and Kelly. One of the things I got to do while I was sick was laying in bed and laying on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And I got to watch a lot of my programs. And so on Regis and Kelly, there's a new thing for getting the flu shot. Which is, if you're under the age, I believe, of 59, you can get a nasal mist instead of a shot.
They do that for dogs.
I guess. I don't know. But I was impressed because Kelly got it right on the
on
show.
On the show.
Yeah. And poor Reed just had to get a needle. But you know.
He doesn't look a day over 59.
Exactly.
Has everybody been?
How has everybody been?
How are you? If you don't know, I am James.
And I'm Steven.
And you're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa.
That's right.
Let's say hello and thank you to our wonderful friend who introduced us today, Su Lee Kim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you met her before in the green room.
Let me tell you a little bit about Su Lee Kim.
Okay.
I was walking. I hope you don't mind me telling the story, Su Lee. I'm sorry. I was walking down the street, and there's a little construction going on my road, and I see this adorable little Asian lady.
Okay.
Come up, and she's looking around, and it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun's up, and traffic is going, but
so it's early.
Middle of the afternoon, but it's early in the morning.
It's early work time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I see Su Lee here, and she's looking around, and she has a really big plastic Easy Pickens bag. And for those who don't know, Easy Pickens is a discount clothing store here in Queens. And she's looking around, and you know, I don't know if she didn't notice me, but I was there, or she didn't care. And she pulled out a hard hat from her Easy Pickens bag.
A hard hat,
like a construction hat.
Okay.
Put it on her head. And proceeded to try and get into the construction area.
Oh.
It was clear to me she didn't work there. And it was also clear to me that her hard hat was like a Bob the Builder. Like, she took it off like a toy. It wasn't like a real...
It was a makeshift hard hat.
It definitely was.
Hard hat.
What do you say about me? Oh, Su Lee Kim, everybody.
No, you don't know what I do. Hold the frown.
Okay.
Well, tell us about it.
I'm just concerned citizen for the people of our... Of our community.
Of course.
Okay.
That's all I try to find out going on. That's what I try to find out.
Okay.
I try to find out going on. And you try to tell people, that Su Lee Kim try to steal copper metal from the construction.
No,
we didn't see
to
that.
Sell to scrapyard. That's not what Su Lee Kim do. That's not.
We never even mentioned that.
You try to tell people that.
No, calm down.
You try to tell people.
No.
Daily Su Lee Kim, Chen.
No, we.
Ting Chen Walla Walla Bing Bing. Tell, steal from the construction yard to get to in the scrapyard to make the money. There's not, no. There's no, like, kiss the kim, the kim chin, walla bada ting ting, don't do that. No. You stop your crying. Stop crying.
Sully, we did not. No. We never.
You said tried to say it.
No, and we have no idea what she's talking about. What is she talking about?
Stealing. Were you stealing?
Scrapyard? I mean, metal?
No, I did
do
not.
Do people do that?
Yeah,
yes,
you
mean, people steal.
And you, like, sell
people steal, yes, people steal. People, what they do, the people, they go to construction site, they take the metal, they take the copper, they take all their stuff, and they take it to the scrapyard to sell for money. That's not what Sully Kim do. That's not, well, I did it once. I may have gotten in trouble for that one time, but what? That's it. That's all, just the one time. You never proved nothing else. This is, you never proved nothing.
All right,
that's
well,
not, you had to come down to my restaurant. To see, you come to my Chinese restaurant to order food. You order food, I'll get you food. And you tell me if those pipes in the back are the same ones from a construction site.
Oh,
that's what you tell me.
Well,
that's what you tell me. And then you had the proof. You know what? Then you had the proof.
The what?
The proof.
What?
Then you had the proof. The pipes are the proof that you need.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The proof. You had the proof.
Oh, the proof.
The proof. That's what your proof. The proof. That's all the proof that you need. And you know what? I can't do this. I can't sit here right here. Well, my kids, my customers, my Chinese restaurant sit here and listen to you tell me that I steer. I gotta go home.
Well,
I go home now. And you come and order food for me and be ready in 10, 15 minutes. Okay, bye bye. I go now.
I thought she looked familiar.
She must be from Sully Kim's Chinese food.
That's right.
Wonderful dumplings.
Oh my God. Have you ever?
Sully, I wish you could have stayed, but thank you for being with us.
Thank you for that. Wow.
I wasn't accusing her of stealing.
I didn't
definitely
think
wasn't accusing her of stealing.
You definitely weren't.
I just thought it was shady. I didn't know. She's a shady Asian lady, is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call her.
That's
from
what
now
you're
going
to call her.
The shady. She's a little shady now.
That's it.
And I got the poof. I saw her doing it.
I was like, what?
The poof. All right.
Oh,
all right. So moving on.
Oh,
moving
my gosh.
On. We have a couple guests that we are very honored to have here. They're visiting from Florida. And they've been on a couple times before.
Yeah, I think a few.
Yeah, but they're in town.
Not many times.
No.
But
they're
few.
In town because last week their nieces,
yes.
who also happen to be our aunts,
yeah, exactly.
Performed live at the Duplex.
Which was great.
You may know them from our show. Anita M. Buffum and
Gina
Marie Ritali.
Yes.
Showgirls extraordinaire. So let's bring in their aunts, which I guess are great aunts.
Yeah.
Although I think one of I'm not related by blood or something.
I don't think so.
I think one of them's like a best friend, but we call her an aunt.
I'm not really sure. It's like, you know those people. They
twins,
are,
these ladies.
You know how our aunts are. They always, like, everyone's family. You know?
Totally.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, to give us a rundown of the show at the Duplex this last Friday, twin sisters, Gina Marie's very own aunts, who ran CNC Dance Factory in Long Island years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the studio still there? We'll have to ask them.
I think maybe
somebody else runs it or something?
I think the granddaughter runs it.
I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, I don't know.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Aunt Connie and Aunt Candy. Have a seat, ladies.
Okay.
Well, you're already seated.
You?
Electric wheelchair there.
I'm in my wheelchair.
It looks comfy, though.
I know.
You better watch out. I
have
never shot in
the back and all
now,
that.
Ladies, how have you been?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We've been doing fantastic.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Great.
Isn't really it? Wonderful.
I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I mean, the flight up.
Wonderful.
The flight up was not good.
Well, that's why I don't like to take airplanes.
Well.
That's why I don't. For years and years and years, I only went Greyhound, but now that I can't walk, they carry me and I have no choice.
I know.
They, you, our nephews.
Oh, forget
throw
it.
Throw us on that plane.
Oh, that's
they
terrible.
Just put us on there like it's a Chuck E. Cheese. They
terrible.
Well, it's faster.
And let the flight attendants take care of us.
Oh,
like there are
well, that's
men.
Your job.
It's terrible. I've never. Oh, God. And those flight attendants, they don't treat anybody good.
No.
You
no,
can't even
don't.
Tell
really?
The flight attendants anymore by the
no,
way
I
they're
like
dressed.
The
no.
You sure?
And now they got those male stewardesses.
They do.
Oh, God. And I don't like the way they manhandle me. Oh, I don't like it either. And those women look like waitresses from Hooters.
They're
the flight
trash.
Some of them
do.
All right. Well, come on now.
White trash is all they are.
Chaggy.
All right. This is not very nice.
But I did get to watch.
Are you ladies going to be okay?
All right. All right. I did get to watch on the plane the National Treasure.
Oh, that's cool.
With this gorgeous. What's his name there? Nicolas Cage.
Oh, God.
It was a little fast-paced at sometimes for me, but...
Well, you know how
it could
be. My
heart was racing.
You know how it could be.
And I had to make sure that I had my patch with me because you can't smoke on the plane.
Oh. And that was horrible for you. Me, I've been trying to quit.
You
so
have.
It wasn't good. It wasn't that horrible, but...
With family, I can't believe they let people do this. I can't believe they take away our rights.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I mean,
what happened to back in the day?
Oh, God.
Not everyone likes cigarettes.
No, and people are
better.
And the air is so dry.
Oh, so dry.
It can be, yeah.
We're used to Florida. We're used to the Florida weather.
It's so humid.
Oh.
Humid.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Oh, God. It helps with my respiration. It really does help.
You have the asthma, so that's why we moved there.
Well, hello.
Because the cold weather up here really closes everything off.
Oh, I can't talk about it.
Well, ladies, how about, you know, Gina and Anita's show? How did you like it?
The ladies' show was good.
Oh.
The show goes on the comeback. Really good. I mean, I was really blown away. It was one of those things. Let me just say this real quick. If I can say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Without hurting anyone's feelings.
Oh, well, all right.
You know,
we'll be careful.
I mean,
maybe you shouldn't.
She's my niece. They're both my nieces, really.
Oh.
But that Gina Marie is not really what you would call a vocal powerhouse.
Well, I would say.
She was a dancer first. She really was.
And that Anita, on the flip side,
while
she may be beautiful, she lacks in rhythm.
Oh, wow. Well, she never went to our classes.
Well, a few of them. But remember, we were always telling her. What were we telling her?
We always told her that wasn't her talent.
We told her. We tried to coach her out of the class.
We told her you got to stay in the corner and just stay with the photographer.
Look
just
pretty.
Take pictures. Look pretty.
Do you remember how sad Gina Marie was when Anita was the catalog model for JCPenney's? She looked gorgeous, didn't she?
Oh, she looked fantastic.
I'd like to see those.
I think I have the actual... clippings.
I would love to see it.
Catalog.
Really?
That's right. She used to be the tennis wear model. Remember that?
For pennies.
But JCPenney, she had legs that were just... Even today, those legs are...
Any showgirl back in the day would die for a pair of legs like that.
But together, the two of them together. Okay.
I never thought they had the comedy like that.
Well, you know
what? Who knew they were so funny?
Oh, I don't like to say bad things. You know me.
Right.
You know me. You know I don't. No. But I will say that the two of them need each other.
Oh.
And they are good together.
That's why they never made it anywhere when they were growing up.
That's right. They tried to separate.
Well, they tried to separate. And that was, remember, it was originally our idea to put them together. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Oh,
remember?
I remember
that
real well.
I remember in high school when they didn't get the lead in the play, we told them,
we're going to
do their own show.
That's right.
And you put together this big show, this big production surrounded around them.
Everything. It was all about them.
Remember that? They did all those old show tunes. Meet Me in St. Louis.
Could you imagine
what
seeing
else did
that?
They do? They did Putting on the Ritz. Remember that?
God.
They did.
And the costumes. I had them in the top
You
hats
did the best
with
costumes.
The
yes.
With the chains.
Yes. Yes. All the old musicals.
Well, and then after that was when they auditioned for All Night Strut.
Yes. Oh,
really?
And that's how they got it. I really think that's how they got it.
Well, they don't know this. Nobody. You okay, Duel?
I never told
anybody this, but I actually slept with a director to get them to be chorus girls in All Night Strut.
Oh.
You did?
Yes.
Get out of here.
It's kind of funny to me now.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Kind of funny.
Ooh.
Poor things, they think that was their big break, and little they know that. Well, the director, Bobby. You remember Bobby?
Oh, God, that Bobby.
Well,
I said to him, I says, Bobby, you need to give these ladies a part in this show. I don't care how minimal it is.
No.
Don't care how minimal. Well, he told me that the one role,
Girl one.
That's right. Girl one was already taken by Sheena Sheehan-Teeth.
Do you think that's how Anita got the part? Is that how they split one into 1A, 1B? Because you slept with the director, Bobby.
Well, I told them. I know how much that Gina and Marie and Danita had the heart set on being in this show. And I said, Bobby, we've known each other, 20 years. Mm. We used to do the Bourneville together.
Oh, remember that? Back in the day.
The three of us.
Oh, you couldn't stop it.
I said to him, and of course, back then I was much, I had more of the look.
Of course you did.
So
you always had it.
I sat him down and I said, Bobby, listen, I'm here to make a business proposition for you. And I said, put him in the chorus. He said, listen, there's only one chorus girl, girl under the lamppost, girl number one. I said, Bobby, you need two more. You got to put them in there somewhere. Make them the shadows.
Oh.
Make them the shadows for girl one.
That's right. She's
his shadow, whatever you going to do.
Hello.
Well, and he gave me that look that he always did. Remember that?
I remember that real well.
Remember that? Well, I did what I had to do. The next day, Gina Marie Ritualli and Anita M. Betham live
were shining stars.
Back then it was not Betham and Ritualli. I don't know what it was.
It was Gina Marie D'Angelo.
That's right. And Anita M. Santangelo. That's right.
Go figure.
That's right.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Those were the days.
Wow.
Those are the days.
Who knew?
Thank you so much, Connie Candy, for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Always,
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
It's always great to get stories like that.
Yeah,
right?
We love all those things we just
all
learned.
All those new tidbits.
Yeah,
I don't.
A certain somebody and a certain other somebody doesn't listen to this episode.
Well, you know what? We want to thank you giving those girls, our girls, a shot again at fame. It's because of you.
Well, thank you so much for listening and checking us out, guys.
That's right.
Make sure to tune in every week. And you can hear all the old episodes on iTunes or at our website, www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. Make sure to check back as we've started some new segments, Celebrity News.
Yeah.
And we just called to say we love you, our prank call segment with our good friends, Drunken John and Freddie.
And
don't forget, some more live shows coming up soon. We'll give you some more information about that as we get closer.
Yeah,
and I guess that's it.
All
right, everybody, have a great week. Thank you, Connie, Candy. Thank you so much.
This is a new age. Let's get out of here. Honey, you need a rest.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Wheel me out of here. Wheel me out of here.
Come on.
All right. Can you push me?
I will.
Thank you, Bubba.
I got the rear.